Revolutionary talk for revolutionary times. Liberty Talk FM.
It's a marvelous night for a moon dance with the stars up above in your eyes. A fantabulous night to make romance neath the cover of October skies. You know the leaves on the trees are falling to the sound of the breezes.
What's up? What's up, everybody? Welcome aboard to the Bubba Show. Todd Bubba Horace with you. And of course, today's show will be brought to you by BarkBox. And, of course, that's for your dogs. You got to take care of them, make sure they get the right treats and the right snacks. You go to getBarkBox.com, get one free extra month of BarkBox at www.getBarkBox.com/TheBubba Show. In the meantime, what did I tell you yesterday? I go, look, the markets, when they're ready, they'll sell off. And, of course, they're not ready yet. Okay? Look, bottom line, end of the day, yesterday, what did we saw? We saw them try to sell them. They couldn't sell them. By the end of the day, they rallied them. You know, look, we can try to figure out all the tricks and every reason why market should go lower. But when it comes down to it, when it gets to the end of the day, the markets are going to do what they want to do, no matter what you and me and anybody else thinks. Now, you know, I was talking to a guy yesterday, a friend of mine, you know, trader at the SIBO. And we were, you know, talking back and forth, and he goes, well, you know, I really hate to see, he says, I know there's a big sell-off coming. And I said, yeah, we know, we both know, we've been here long enough. He said, I hate to see it because, you know, so many people are going to get hurt. And I go, well, why should we care about the people that get hurt? Those are the people that are being greedy and trying to squeeze out the last dime of the market. And I go, look, if you're going to sit there and not hedge and not take care of your portfolio and try to squeeze the last dime out of the market, then, you know, that's your fault. All right. I mean, listen, anybody can have something bad happen. But if you're not going to take care of it like it's a real business, then if you get smashed, you deserve it. And people that are either just jumping in right now because they finally figured that it's safe after all these years, or people that, you know, are holding and trying to get that last couple of bucks out. Hey, you know, if you get waxed, you deserve it. You know, if you know me, you know, I'm from the school. Whatever you do, as long as you understand what the consequences are when it's all done, then you can live with them. And that is something that, you know, I live by and I believe in. And I'm saying to you right now that, you know, if you're in, great. And I'm happy you've made money. And I'm not telling you that you should sell out. I'm telling you should somehow protect the monies that you've made. That's the end of the day. Bottom line, real deal is you should protect some of the dough that you've made. Okay. You know, again, many of us have tried to say, hey, the market's not going any higher. We want to figure out a way to short the market and all, whatever, whatever. At the end of the day, okay, it's about preservation and it's about compounding and growing your portfolio. Okay. Now, if you want to be greedy and try to squeeze it out, go for it. But, you know, there's easier ways to do it. And why wouldn't anybody want to put together a program for themselves that would allow them to benefit from a down move, let alone not get clobbered? This is one of the things I never understood about life, is that, you know, greed kills. And anything you do, and I hear these words in the casino, I hear them in the trading room, I hear them everywhere. Well, it's not my money. I got house money. You know something? You know what house money is? House money is your money. When it's in your account, it's your money. When you're playing blackjack, it's on your side of the table. It's your money. It's not house money. All right. You know, you have to remember that once it's in your hands, it's your money. So if you choose to give it back, that's okay. But remember that it's your money that you're giving back. And I think that's where people make the big error, is they forget that how hard they work to get that money and the money they make off of the market. Okay. Or off of an investment is not free money. But it certainly is sweet money when you get it, because certainly is nice to invest $10,000 and end up with $100,000 or whatever. And, you know, it's funny, you know, we talk about Bitcoin all the time. And Bitcoin, if you'd invested, I think, $10,000 7 years ago, it's worth $380 million today. How's it? Okay. Now, I didn't have a dime in it myself, but at the end of the day, you know, I will say this. I could believe if I'd have bought it at that and had those kind of numbers, I couldn't have been in this long. right? I mean, again, it's just a matter of pure trading. But at the end of the day, life and trading, investing is about protection. It's about how you take care of yourself so you can enjoy the fruits of your labor, not how you can get greedy and give it away. So my point is, they're simple. Just protect it somehow. Sell something, hedge something, do something. Don't sit there and try to get the last dime or the last nickel out of this market. It's just not worth it. I'm telling you. All right. I'm giving you my fair warning, because I will have no pity for those who don't. I just think that it's a mistake. And again, I'm not telling you to get out. I would never do that. I don't sell stocks. I hedge them, but at least do something, you know, and because the markets, you know, look, hey, they managed to rally again. And again, I'm not telling you they're not going to rally. My whole point of all my conversations are, hey, let's just be prepared. Let's be ready. Let's be ready to play the probabilities. What are the probabilities today? Well, the probabilities of today is that we'll probably get some sort of a correction at some point. Now, the question is, how deep will the correction be? And where will we go from there? You know, I'm never the guy who says that we're going to collapse forever. I'm not the guy that believes we're going to get crushed. I'm the guy who says, hey, we're getting to a certain point. The probability state that we probably should, have a little bit of a correction. And it's been that for a while. But again, I'm not telling you to do anything bad or rash. I'm saying, hey, just study and understand. But be careful with your greed. This is not the right time to be greedy here. And, you know, look, we see, you know, gold flying up. You know, remember we talked about gold many times and we were very concerned when we got to 1,200. And we set up until 12, then 1,240, then 1,260. Well, now it looks like we're on our way to 1,300. Right, silver, same way. Crude oil, we've been pretty much on top of all these things. And again, I'm not bragging about it. I'm saying, hey, it's just a matter of applying the probabilities in markets that give you the best shot so that you can be successful, okay? And you can benefit from what you've done, not be in the hole from what you've done. And then again, that's all I care about, really. It's not about anything but protection. All right. That's why I do the webinars I do. I teach a lot, you know, for free. Look, I run a service that you pay for, but I also have stuff that, you know, for free. And certainly on Saturday at 1 Eastern, you're welcome to come. Go to the website, BubbaTrading.com. You can sign up for the webinar. It's free. But I'll talk about hedging and all kinds of stuff. But in the meantime, look, we're not going to tell the markets what to do. They're going to do what they want until they get tired of doing that. And then they'll change. But in the meantime, none of us have enough money or power to shift the market sentiment. So don't think that because you think that we should go down or you're bearish, that it's going to be now. It's not going to be now. It's going to be when the markets are ready. And that will be the end of the day, the story, as they say, period, end of sentence, or punto seguido. All right. So look, let's not get carried away here, and let's not try to, you know, do too much, and let's not try to, you know, outguess or outsharp, as I like to call it, the market. Because, as I say, it cannot be done, it will not be done, and you'll end up with your tail wagging when you find out that you can't beat it the way you think you can. You can't muscle it, okay? You can't bluff it out, so be careful. Anyways, this show is being brought to you by BarkBox. And, of course, for the listeners, BarkBox is offering an opportunity to receive one free extra month of BarkBox at BarkBox.com. They send a toy and treats to your dog every single month, and they're sturdy stuff so that you don't have to worry about them falling apart. To receive one free month, go to getbarkbox.com/The Bubba Show. Again, that's getbarkbox.com/The Bubba Show to receive an extra month of BarkBox for free. Of course, you can download The Bubba Show every day for free. And all you have to do there is go to libertytalk.fm. You get The Bubba Show and the Sporting Edge on the weekends. Of course, we're coming up to our time, the football season. And obviously, we love the football season. Well, we love them all, but we love football season. And of course, again, I mentioned earlier, the webinar on Saturday, 1 Eastern. You can go to BubbaTrading.com and get that link. You can also go to BubbaTrading.com and get yourself a look at Bubba's bottom line. In the meantime, I'm going to step out here for a break. We'll be right back with more of The Bubba Show. After the break, The Bubba Show. Todd Horowitz coming right back. Welcome back to The Bubba Show. Todd Bubba Horowitz with you. And we're going to listen to some stuff that I was talking about the other day. And I give you some levels on some stocks to watch. And here we go.
CBO plans to launch a Bitcoin futures okay, announces agreement with the Wrinklebus. Now, those guys are crooks anyways, and I don't understand them, but if the CBOE is going to put together a futures product around this, then all of a sudden it's got credibility, and it becomes viable. See, my concern, the reason I would never trade it, because I don't understand it, okay? But not only do I don't understand it, I wouldn't know what to do with it, and nobody's going to back up my trade, okay? I mean, I would never trade it for a lot anyways. And certainly, you know, I would have bought some of that Ethereum, you know, when that first came out, and I missed it, and it rallied as well. But at the end of the day, if the SIBO is going to put it together and I can trade it through there, then I'm going to trade it because they're going to guarantee my money. So I don't care what they do. They can steal all they want. You know, they can go bust and screw the Bitcoin, but my money is going to be guaranteed. So I don't really care. Then, so if I've got the SIBO backing up, so that lends credibility to this product, okay? And just think about that. Again, that's my one biggest concern is obviously I never want the Federal Reserve or a governing body in charge of it, but I do want somebody to guarantee it. And that's, if they do this, all of a sudden you've got something that's got credibility, which could be part of the reason for the bigger rally. Okay. Groundhog Day, Bitcoins and Tulips, clowns to the left, jokers to the right. Here I am, Steely Dan, right? Becca, stuck in the middle of you, whatever that was, all Western nations. Let's see, I'm hearing that actual jobs growth is half of what it was reported. Probably correct. Can you short it? Yeah, you can short. You can. I would not be shorting Bitcoin at this moment, though. I mean, you can short it. Let's hit trade. You can go to Coinbase. You can go to a lot of places. Okay, they trade. Look, I've got guys that I know that I respect that trade it. I just never got into it, so I'm not going to start now. But if the SIBO puts it up, then I will get into it. All right? Because the charge is like anything else. You know, listen, if they get in, there'll be options. There'll be everything on it. So, yeah, we'll get involved with this. Here, and the mayor, sir, these guys, you know, the guy from Chicago, what a jackass he is. Jesus. And then de Blasio, he wants the millionaires to fix the subway again. You know, it's amazing. All they ever want is they just want to tax the rich. It'd be amazing once if one of these jackasses could once have a budget that they could live by, okay, instead of spending all of our money in the garbage can. I'm amazed. And, of course, automation will kill the oil industry, which is correct. All right. We are already running out of the demand for oil. I mean, obviously we're not done with the demand, but we're certainly nowhere near the demand we used to have because we've got things that run more efficiently. Even when they go to the big trucks, I mean, my Jeep gets 26 miles to the gallon. I mean, you know, again, you know, I used to drive cars that get 8 miles to the gallon. So again, look at the oil should be already dead with the exception that big oil still has got too big of a part in this country and they're not going to let it die yet. So that's the real problem that's going on. And then you get the crooksome OPEC meeting again. Maury Line and Sudbergs holding markets together. You know, this is the ECB. And this is, again, these are the issues, to me, that become the bigger story. Okay? It's not that the economy stinks. It's not that we're still in a recession. Those are all things I believe. But it's going to be the collapse of the central banks when they finally can't do anything anymore. The devastation that's going to happen. Because people make the same mistakes over and over again, all right? There's people now that refuse to take profits, refuse to hedge their portfolios. And again, those who've hedged and said, well, geez, I don't have to hedge. It's, you know, and I go, okay, whatever. I'm not going to argue with anybody. I don't care. But we all know that there's a nasty coming here somewhere. But my point is you know, don't have to get out if you have hedge it. But if you're not going to hedge it, then you should take some money off the table. You should have some dry powder in case we do get a sell-off. And if you don't, so you miss a little bit. What's the big deal? You know, again, you try to squeeze the last dime out of this, you'll end up, you know, you'll be getting a handkerchief and squeezing the tears out of your eyes. Again, these banks, this is not healthy what's going on. Again, I don't care, you know, and I'm not trying to tell you we're going down because certainly it's been great for some 401ks and like that. But, you know, the recovery, again, as you go by percentage of GDP, all that other stuff, we're in a recession. They can talk about it all they want and tell you no, no, no. And again, I'm not going to argue with them. I can see what I can see. I know that if I am in my neighborhood, which is a fairly affluent neighborhood, I still got a lot of guys I know are not working, right? That are running through their money like crazy and they got problems. Okay. So I know that debt is through the roof all over the place. So, but hey, they tell me everything's great. I watch it on TV every day. and the gold alert. And see, guys are calling. Some guy called today for 65,000 gold. Like, okay, you really? Are you going to tell me 65,000? Don't get me wrong. It could go there someday. But, you know, how many levels is going to go there before it gets to 65,000? Some other jag said 200 on silver. I believe it's going to get there as well at some point. But it ain't going to be tomorrow. Anyways. Oh, Bob Dylan. Okay, thank you. Thank you. Steelers wheel. Okay, all right. Well, listen. I'm an old man. I can't remember everything. You know. All right. Let's go. Let's look at some charts. Enough of my moaning and whining. All right. Apple. Alpha. Papa Lima. And of course, earnings. I was leaning short, and good thing we didn't do anything because it popped. And it repopped today. I do think, and I would be a seller at 160. Without question, I would be a seller at 160. Okay. I would look to be a potential buyer maybe at 155. But again, I think this gap will get filled down into here. And I think that, again, we're going to start to see a little bit of selling. But if you do remember that we did call for a big move, I didn't think it was going to be up way back then. Remember, we talked about this every week. But look what you got. Anyways, I'd be a seller at 160. I wouldn't even think twice about it. I'd sell it. And I have a long position in it right now. I mean, I have I'm short some put spreads, but I'd be selling call spreads right there as fast as I could when it gets there. What's that? If what happens tomorrow, what did I say? You don't think I remember what I said? You know, I don't write any, you know, I'm all ad lib, right? I don't write any of this down. All right, Amba, Alpha Michael, Bravo Alpha. I'm going to sell it at 52. All right. Well, here we are. There's the high. Boom, 52. Now, this would be a pattern. Okay. I would have liked to see more failure from here. I wouldn't be thrilled. Okay. If I was short now, I would not be like, oh my God, this is unbelievable. It's going to be a great trade. I'd be a little bit concerned. I wouldn't be getting out yet, but I certainly would make my stop about break even here now. I do not like the way that it didn't fail enough. Okay. You know, I'd like to see it start to turn the other way, and it did not yet. So I would be a seller at 52, but if it grinds to 52 like the markets have been, then I'd be a little bit more careful. I'd need a better reason, but I'd rather see it. If it would break down a little bit and then rally up to 52, then I'd be more inclined and more comfortable to sell it. Okay. Amazon. Alpha Michael Zulu November. Okay, so we thought 960 was a buy spot. We never got there. Okay, at about 980. So that looks to be now what we would call 980 support, right? I mean, that would be the level that you'd be, if you were wanted to buy, that would be the level you'd be looking to buy. You are now kind of rounding off the bottom here, and you'd say probably 1040 would be the sale spot. I think that's the same. That hasn't changed. So I think we're 980 to 1040. Again, I'm not looking to be real aggressive here yet. As much as I believe they're going much lower, again, there's no purpose. Remember, there's still a lot of people out there trying to chase these markets down. And also remember that the buyers that you're seeing today are retail. This is not commercial buying. This is all retail buying. This is the last. These are the ones that didn't get in for 7 years and now finally feel the markets are safe. Okay. Apache. Alpha Papa Alpha. All right, so earnings we call neutral, and of course they got clobbered, and now they're kind of rallying a bit. So this looks not bad. Okay, I don't really want to jump in here, but I don't want to take yet a short position yet either. I want this to settle a little bit more. If I were gonna take a flyer here, I'd buy it first before I would sell it. I don't really want to take the flyer to the short side here. But I really don't want to do anything. So we'll just call it neutral. But I think it probably has a better chance to pop first up before it breaks down. If it breaks down.
And of course, that's what we always look for, is we look for their best footprint. And of course, we're being brought to you by BarkBox. And to receive one free month, go to getbarkbox.com/TheBubba Show. Again, that's getbarkbox.com/TheBubba Show. You receive one free extra month free. And of course, libertytalk.fm is always free to download the Bubba Show and the Sporting Edge. And we're going to step out here for a break, and we'll be back right after the break with a little chat with Mark Oppelt at Rural Rally Radio, and we'll be back right after the break. The Bubba Show, Todd Bubba Horowitz, coming right back to you. What's up, everybody? Bubba here. It's finally here. The long-awaited Bubba Report, bringing you news from all the trading floors across the globe. We've got Scott Cialady, the cow guy, as seen on CNBC, Fox, and Bloomberg. We've got Keith Bliss, CNBC, Fox, and a floor trader at the New York Stock Exchange. We've got The Badger, who writes the hot topics in the political news. We've got myself putting together my own unique indexes that will help you give you a better idea of what's going on in the market. All you need to do to get a hold of the Bubba Report is go to thebubbashow.org and sign up for the newsletter, or you can email me direct at bubba@thebubbashow.org. We want you to have this report because we've got over 150 years of experience talking about markets, getting ready for the trading, and puts you in the best position to have successful. So email me at bubba@thebubbashow.org to get a copy of your report, or go right to the website, thebubbashow.org. Make sure you get it. It's a must-have for every investor and trader. The Bubba Report.
That whistle is 10 o'clock. Don't let it go.
Welcome back to the Bubba Show. Todd Bubba Horowitz with you, and we're gonna mosey on down the road to Nashville, Tennessee, and talk to my friend Mark Oppelt at Rural Rally Radio, and talk a little bit about the farming community and what to do there. Here we go.
It's joining us here, Bubba Trading, BubbaTrading.com. Pleasure to have you on this morning, Todd.
Good morning, Mark. Today I'll bring plenty of sunshine. How's that?
How about that? A lot of folks, some areas, we could use some sunshine, especially in the south, Texas along that Gulf Coast here. But crop report tomorrow, those folks who are not familiar with Todd Horowitz, you don't pay much attention. You don't let it be known that these numbers are what they are. The trade with technology has a pretty good idea what they are before they come out.
Are there numbers tomorrow? I didn't even know they were coming out. I did know, and I don't pay attention to them, is correct, because, again, I don't always necessarily believe what they say, but I think the street and the people that are involved have a much better feel for what those numbers are going to be and how the markets are going to react. And I think what we've seen here is it looks like there's anticipation of a continuation of some of the bearish news that we've had out recently. And I think that's really just creating a buying opportunity for us, especially in corn and wheat. You know, beans, I'm still very concerned about. But obviously, as you know, I'm looking to buy, and I'm already in, and I'm looking to buy more. And if they take them down a little bit lower, I'd be willing to step in and buy a little bit more here. I think that things are going to be much better. I think we're at pretty solid levels in corn that we could step in, and I think in wheat as well. And I don't see a disaster coming here. I could see a much bigger rally, and I could see a bigger market. And, you know, again, I could still see the, you know, 450 or so, or maybe higher in corn. So I'm still very confident and very positive of what I see and how it's going to act here. And then some of this North Korean stuff, which is going on right now, as again, if market comes out of the equity markets, which I think is going to come out anyways, I think that's going to go into the grain space and the artificial, not the artificial investments, but the agriculture investments and alternative investments. So I think the picture looks pretty rosy for our side.
Very good. Yeah. And looking at that Dow, 22,179 at the high yesterday, and you're suggesting, I know you were on with this Market Day report yesterday saying that, no one knows when, but this thing is going to turn, and when it does, it could be a sharp drop.
Oh, I think it's going to be a very sharp drop, Mark. I don't know if this is – it's going to take some type of announcement that has nothing to do with economic data. We've seen the economic data is not very good, yet the markets have made new highs. It could be something like this North Korea. If this escalates a little bit, that could create enough panic to push the markets lower. Now, you would think if it was really now, the panic, we'd be down a little bit more overnight, and there would have been a little bit more panic yesterday when the first announcement came out and President Trump went out and really said, hey, you screw with us, we're going to basically, you know, knock you out. And it didn't. So to me, this is like a little profit taking in a slow market. Now, again, that could change and we could see some escalation. But for now, I think the markets are going to do what they do. And when they do sell off, I believe that money will flow out and it'll come to the agricultural space.
Now, back to the grain trade, those producers tuning in here and hearing what you're saying, it's pretty obvious, pretty a strategy to, if you can store hold on. You look for better prices. Corn and wheat, you're again, soybeans are kind of a wild card. But if you have the space and if you have the financial wherewithal, you, to hold on for better money later.
Oh, 100%, Mark. I think it's, look, it's like buying gold. It's like buying anything. You're putting away an asset that's going to last that you don't have to worry about tomorrow. And if you have the money and you're not paying, now if you have to go out and pay for storage, that changes the dynamics, right? If you can store it your own, then you don't have to worry as much. And again, I would definitely store it unless you really need to have the money, because again, I believe you'll get much better prices than you're going to get today. So why take less unless you have to? Again, there's obviously different financial conditions for everybody, but if you can afford to hold them and you're not going to have to add to your costs by storing them, then I would certainly put them in the bins.
All right. You've already mentioned that, you know, that in the cards longer term, not this week, not maybe even next month, but corn can move up toward 450 in your view. What about soybeans as a wild card? Do you want to make any longer term projections?
I'm sure I can make projections. We're in a key area. 940. If 940 doesn't hold, we're going under 9, in my opinion. If 10, we can get back above 10 and stay there, I think we're going to go higher. Now, I don't think we're going to have... I don't see as big a market in soybeans right now as I do in the potential in the others, but certainly we can get back above 10. I think you're looking at, you know, 10.50, maybe 11. But if it breaks below 9.40, it could get really ugly. And that's we're at some key spots here, and it's been a relatively tough trade. So that would be my concern. But as long as we stay above 9.40, I won't be as worried. But again, we're not getting the kind of numbers you'd like to get here in the mid nines.
Mm-hmm. And before we break here, looking at wheat, if I'm right here, the Chicago September, what has closed higher one time since July 28th, if I'm correct.
Somewhere around there. It's been fairly ugly, and of course we've come down from, you know, substantially. And I think that was because a little bit of the overbuying. You know, everybody thought, you know, the weaker dollar, the problems going here, the lack of everything, and all of a sudden now they're selling off. And to me, that's still a great buying opportunity. And I'd like to be stepping in here and buying some more.
Todd Horwitz, Bubba Trading. It's BubbaTrading.com. You want to write that website down. Great information there, buying or selling, putting together. August the 9th, Mark Oppel, Zach Trautman at the controls here, and Todd Horwitz joining us once again from Bubba Trading, BubbaTrading.com. Todd, folks, again, not familiar with things you put together. You have lots of webinars that doesn't matter, producers, users, exporters, anyone who wants to put together a plan that works for them. You'd like to help at least educate them to get started, of course.
Yeah, 100%, Mark. I believe in financial literacy, and I think that applies to everything, whether it's stocks, bonds, or if it's farm products or grains. I mean, it's all the same. It's always about the money, and I want to help them and share with them ideas on how they can take care of their plan. And, of course, you know, we've do a lot of free webinars. I'm doing one this Saturday at noon Central Time that they're welcome to come for free. You can sign up right on the website at BubbaTrading.com. But, again, I just want to educate and help. And, again, I do have subscription services as well, but I want to make sure that everybody has an opportunity to learn something and try to benefit themselves and understand that you can't always try to wait and look for always the big market. Sometimes you got to take the money when you can, and I think that's an important part that we often miss out on.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, not just our producers, but folks in our urban areas here, connecting urban and country here together, and RFD-TV and rural radio is what we're all about. But you've said many times that you really want to take away, there's no way anyone should have to look minute by minute, day by day, at these fluctuations in the markets. If they have a plan in place, it'll be automatic.
Absolutely, Mark. You know, Mark, we have an issue that, you know, with technology, it's good for some things, but, you know, now everybody stares at their iPhone all day long, looking to see what's going on with the tick-to-tick in the market. There's nothing you can do about it anyways. You're better off understanding what you're trying to accomplish and set up the plan based on what you're looking for versus trying to trade tick-for-tick, because you'll have a nervous breakdown. And unless you're a professional trader trading by the minute, there's no reason to be involved.
Yeah. By the way, those of you folks tuning in, Market Day Report might look a little different today. We are having some pretty major internet issues here, by the way, Todd, at our studios. So we're going to do what we can here to keep the information flow going here on the day. But you're right. Technology is a great thing when it's working well, and it's a great thing anyway. But you mentioned, and that was a kind of a connecting to our first point here, these crop reports anymore. The technology is such that and on these surveys and everything that these traders and analysts have, there's not a lot of surprises like there used to be maybe 20 years ago.
No, Mark. You know, first of all, we have markets that are open, you know, in the grains, not 24 hours a day, but, you know, 20 hours a day. They're open now. So you got the money flowing in. The money knows where it's going, and everybody has a computer with them. They can understand and put together these reports. So if you take, you know, the big firms, they're paying guys millions of dollars a year to compile all this information and make that report before it comes out. So there's a pretty good idea. You don't have that big surprise that, no, oh my God, I can't believe that just happened, right? We already have kind of have an idea of what it's going to happen, what's going to go, and where they're going to go. And that's, I think, the difference.
Yeah, today, buying or selling may give us a hint if there's some big move either direction, what that report might say tomorrow.
Absolutely. And that's, you know, we're looking right now, you can think that that the big firms are acting kind of bearish right here as they continue to try to push down, especially wheat. So we'll see how it trades out. But again, typically what will happen is people will then participate with them and push them down a little bit too far. And I think that's what we get the spring break rally off of.
Live cattle futures here starting out the day, the lowest since mid-April. Thoughts there in the overall beef complex?
Well, I like live cattle, actually. I'm looking to buy some, actually, today. If I can buy it at about 109.90, I'd be a buyer at 108.50. I'd be very concerned that I was wrong. I think feeders have a little bit of room to do on the downside. I'm looking for 140 basis August. And then hogs, I think that I'm a seller of August hogs. I mean, excuse me, of October hogs. And I think they're going lower because I've been wrong for quite a while here trying to think they're going lower. But I do now think that they've now put the tops in. I'd like to run the work their way lower.
Mm-hmm. Now, people tuning in say, well, how do you correlate a cash trade? And there was a light trade yesterday in the cash, 115 to 116, and where futures are right now.
Well, I think, again, each market is kind of independent, but they do eventually wash into each other. And I would the money flow or the order flow is going to be very similar as to direction. And, you know, you're using the futures product to protect what you've got. And so you've got to base it on what's going on in the futures or the forwards if you're using those. But again, you've got to base it on what you can trade against the cash market. And that's what those are the tools that we have right now.
Very good. Todd Horwich joining us here, leading off our commodity wrap on a Wednesday morning. Todd, again, it's BubbaTrading.com, a free webinar this Saturday at noon Central Time. Again, go to BubbaTrading.com to learn all about that. And Todd, we'll have you on Market Day Report later on today.
Thanks, Mark. Have a great day. I'll see you later.
Looking forward to it. Todd Horwich here. Not done yet.
That was a quick trip to Nashville, Tennessee. All right, this is the Bubba Show. Todd Bubba Horwich. Make sure you can download the show every single day at libertytalk.fm. And, of course, you can see me on RFD TV as well twice a week. And, of course, every Wednesday morning on Real Rally Radio. This is the Bubba Show. Todd Bubba Horwich. We'll be right back with more after the break. The Bubba Show. Todd Bubba Horwich. Welcome back to the Bubba Show. Todd Bubba Horwich. And, of course, we talked about what markets are doing. We talked about what the farm community is doing. And we're talking a little about some charts. So I'm going to share with you the rest of my list and the way that I'm reading the charts right now. Let's go there right now. Here we go.
Bubba, Bravo Alpha, Bravo Alpha. Look at this monster. Can you imagine? We have now called 135, 140, 145, 150 for a spot you could possibly buy if you want to jump in. And every time it just busts right up. Look, can you imagine what's going on here? I mean, look, volume is as thin as can be, but doesn't matter. Okay. Here it is going up. Now, again, you want to play in here, then you can probably now look at 155. I'm not going to play it because I wish I would have played a while ago, but I didn't. And now it just keeps busting up. What's pushing it up here? I don't know. What are their supposed... Yeah, look, they're in pretty good shape, too. They're still basically undervalued. I don't know. Look, I'm not getting in the way of it. I mean, many people have tried. And you try to stop this, you might as well just, you know, make your last will and testament. I mean, there's no reason to get in front of this one right now. We'll call it neutral chops. Again, 155, if you want to get in, you can probably buy it there. And it's been really volatile, too. This one actually had some action. Conoco, Charlie Oscar Papa. We went to sell it at 46. Lucky cookie. There it is. Bing. Right at the top. Again, now this broke a little bit better. I like this better. If you're short there, I like it better. I'm not like enamored with anything. It's not like it's, oh my God, but this is, at least it's making lower highs and trying to make lower lows. So I can live with this better. And I would see, certainly, I bet this has got to go to 44 or so before it would think about turning around in my eyes. But other than that, I would still be a seller at 46. And I'm really not a buyer until it gets down to about 42. Facebook. Okay, we thought we could sell at 175, we could buy at 165. It's too bad. Look at it too. We get not right down to not, you know, 160, a little under 167, but look what happens. Stops, rounds the bottom, boom, on our way back up. I do think you can sell us at 175 again. Again, I do think this is a worthwhile sale that can be made. I think highly of the stock, but I do think the sale can be made there as well. I would not be concerned. Again, obviously we'll have a stop or you'll do a trade that has limited risk. But again, I would certainly not have a problem at 175. Baba earning 817. Okay. Before market opens. Cool. GDX, Golf Delta X-ray. So we're neutral, 21.24. I would say that I would be a buyer of this at 22 now. I'm gonna call 22 here. I think that that's probably going to be a level that we're going to look for. I think this will tie in with some gold. I think these have taken some big heat the last few days, and I think it's an okay trade. Listen, this one's not going to get away from you either way. So I think overall it's a trade you can make anyways and be comfortable. So I would look at 22. I'm not a seller. Gilead, Gulf India, Lima Delta. So we wound a short at 78. Of course, we never got there. And then we thought that we'd look at 74. And of course, it broke right through 74. You could have bought it. You shouldn't have. But if you did, you did. Again, I never get mad at that. At least you had the right idea. But we never stopped at 74 on the way down. We just went right through it. But now, again, I would have no problem, you know, looking right around here. If you want to get in here, I would personally try to wait until see if we come back to 71 again. You know, this has a tendency to finish its way, but certainly if it starts to slow down and round out here, I wouldn't mind buying it here either. And I would still be a seller at 78. But again, I'm not too hepped up. I'm not too ramped up to do anything, basically. Earnings were last week on Guild, on GILD. I believe. Gold, Golf, Lima, Delta. And we will stay with our neutral play here. We've got GDX if we want to do something. And right now we're just using this as our guide. And we want to make a bigger play. Google, Golf, Oscar, Golf, Lima. So we thought 970 was a sell. We did not make that part. Okay. We thought that 920 was a buy. We couldn't make that part. So here we are, wound up. Now I do now think that 950 is a sell. A little bit more aggressive, but I do believe that that's probably a pretty good area. Okay. I think this is starting to break down. Now, again, this pattern would concern me a tad, but we'll see how it finishes here. But I think today was pretty indicative. It was higher this morning, and then it failed. So I would have no problem at the 950. Again, I wouldn't get crazier and get some monster short on. I mean, I would start out maybe selling some call spreads, if that works for you. And if not, you can also just sit it out. Again, this is not something I'd want to be too aggressive on. It's just something that I could see, and I'm very comfortable making that trade. India Whiskey Michael. Okay, so we thought that 141 did not hold. It broke right down. We came down to 139. Right? We thought we could sell call spreads up there at the 142, 143 level. And again, no big deal. It wasn't a trade. We weren't amped. Again, I'm not amped up to do anything. Okay. I wish I was. I wish I had a reason to be. But, you know, again, you could look at this at 139 if you want to buy. Again, I personally will not be buying. I will be selling at 142, though, if we do get back there. JP Morgan. All right, well, here we are. I mean, I'm a seller. I'm a seller right here. Now, again, I'm not going to walk in tomorrow morning and just sell it. If it's up, what I'm going to do is I'm going to watch and wait till it turns over a little bit and, you know, kind of like this action here a little bit. And if I can get that, you know, on an hourly chart or whatever, then I will then take my short position. I think this is perfect. It's right at the upper edge. I would not be surprised if it takes a run at 94.51 or 52 and takes out the high and then comes down. But certainly I would be a seller. Las Vegas Sands, Lima Victor Sierra. So we're stuck in between. Look at this. And we called, you know, basically 62. We came down to 60, which was an area that we thought about. And we're kind of in the middle. But look at what's going on here. We're going nowhere. Okay. Is there a reason? Is there a reason for us to trade this? My answer would be no. I don't see any reason. Again, you know, if you're saying, well, I want to invest in it. Okay, well, that could be a reason. But if you're looking to trade it, you got to figure out, can you make any money if you trade it? And right now, it's been very challenging to even make any money, period. When it's only got a dollar and a half range or so, it's very difficult to make money unless you know how to pick the specific tops and bottoms of the market. Netflix. November Foxtrot Lima X-ray. We thought we'd get short at 190. Of course, we've never seen close to it. Now, it looks like it's making a little bit of bottom here. Okay, look at starting to round out a little bit of a bottom. Look, higher risk play. I personally, again, I'm not going to make this myself, but I will tell you what you could do. You could look at the 180 level here. If you want to just try to take a flyer here, it should probably run to 190, you know, or it could break the gap and fill on the bottom. But I think you're going to see probably 190 before it fills down. So this would probably be an opportunity. And if we were busy, I would probably step in myself. But again, I don't see the purpose of jumping in here at the moment when there's not much going on. So that's why I'm being very tentative on the calls I'm giving. If I really like something, I'll tell you exactly what I want to do. But here, again, I could see it popping. I'm just not going to participate myself.
And that's something I hope that you learn from, is that I'm not going to participate. Now, I gave you a great call on JP Morgan and told you basically what was going to happen. And the other ones, I said, look, it's really too quiet to get that overly involved. So, hey, again, it's about a game of patience and whatever, but make sure that you go check out my guys at BarkBox. You get one free month if you go to getbarkbox.com/TheBubba Show. Again, that's getbarkbox.com/TheBubba Show. In the meantime, go download the show at libertytalk.fm. You get The Bubba Show and The Daily Double, The Sporty Edge. And that'll do it for today, kids. I certainly appreciate you all being here. It's always fun to hang out and do the show with you on this glorious Thursday, the start of the PGA. And, of course, we'll see what happens. I always love to watch golf when the big tournament's around. In the meantime, everybody have a great day. Thank you so much. We'll see you back here tomorrow. This is The Bubba Show. Todd Bubba Horowitz back tomorrow on Friday. The Bubba Show. Have a good night, everybody. Thanks.
Revolutionary talk for revolutionary times. Liberty Talk FM.